Welcome to Being Authentically You. I'm your host, Authentically Nina. This is a space where we dive deep into spirituality, human design, energetics, and the magic that life has to offer. Together, we'll explore new ideas, uncover the deeper meaning of life, and help you connect with your true essence. I'm here as a channel to help you activate your inner light so you can fully embrace the unique, beautiful glow that shines within you. Let's journey together toward living a life that's all about being authentically you. Hello, and welcome back to Being Authentically You. I'm your host, Nina, and today we're getting back to basics with an episode dedicated to understanding your human design chart. If you've ever pulled up your chart and felt overwhelmed by all the lines, shapes, and numbers, this episode is for you. We're going to break down the key elements of your chart, explain what they mean, and give you a solid foundation to start interpreting your unique design. Let's get into it. So, what is the human design chart? Let's start with the big picture. What exactly is the human design chart? Your chart, which is also known as a body graph, is a visual representation of your unique energy blueprint. It's based on your birth data and combines elements from astrology, the I Ching, the Kabbalah, and the chakra system. The chart itself might look complex at first glance, but once you understand its components, it becomes a powerful tool for self-discovery and personal growth. It has many layers, and you are invited to go into as many or as little of those layers as you desire. The chart includes 9 centers, 64 gates, 36 channels, and a variety of other symbols and numbers. Each of these elements represent a different aspect of your energy and how you're designed to interact with the world. But don't worry. We're going to break it all down, starting with the most fundamental pieces. If you don't already have your chart, now is a great time to pull it. You can either look for the link down in my show notes below or go to www.authenticallynina.com. And Nina is spelled with an E, so it's authentically Nina, N-E-N-A.com. The first thing you'll notice on your chart are the 9 geometric shapes scattered throughout. These are called centers, and they represent different aspects of your life and energy. The centers in human design are similar to chakras in the traditional Eastern systems, but there are 9 rather than 7. Let's do a quick overview of the 9 centers and what they represent. 1, the head center, inspiration, mental pressure, and ideas. 2, the Ajna center, conceptualization, analysis, and beliefs. 3, the throat center, communication, manifestation, and action. 4, the G center, identity, direction, and love. 5, the heart center or ego, willpower, and material resources. The sacral center is 6, life force energy, work, and sexuality. 7, the solar plexus, emotions, feelings, and sensitivity. 8, the spleen center, intuition, survival, and health. 9, the root center, drive, stress, and adrenaline. Each center can be either defined, colored in, or undefined, white, in your chart. Defined centers represent consistent and reliable energy in those areas, while undefined centers are more flexible and open to outside influences. Next up is your human design type, one of the most critical aspects of your chart. Your type describes how your energy operates and how you're designed to interact with the world around you. There are 5 main types. 1, the manifester. You're here to initiate and create movements. Your energy is powerful and you're designed to start things and bring new ideas into the world. 2, the generator. You're here to respond to life and build things over time. Your energy is sustainable and you're designed to work on things that light you up. 3, the manifesting generator. A blend of manifestor and generator. You're here to initiate and build quickly. Your energy is dynamic and you're designed to multitask and find shortcuts. 4, the projector. You're here to guide others and offer insights. Your energy is focused and you're designed to be a leader, advisor, or teacher. And 5, the reflector. You're here to reflect the health of your environment. Your energy is fluid and you're designed to be a mirror for society and its needs. Your type determines your strategy, which is how you're designed to navigate life's challenges and make decisions that are aligned with your true nature. Once you know your type, the next step is understanding your strategy. Your strategy is your unique way of interacting with the world and making decisions that lead to success and fulfillment. Each type has its own strategy. Manifestors are here to inform others before they take action. Generators and manifesting generators are here to wait to respond to life's cues before taking action. Projectors are here to wait for recognition and invitations before they step into roles or offer guidance. And reflectors are here to wait a full lunar cycle, 28 days, before making significant decisions. Closely related to your strategy is your authority, which is your internal decision-making tool. Your authority is how you're designed to make decisions that are correct for you, and it varies depending on your type and design. The emotional authority is here to wait for emotional clarity before deciding. Sacral authority really is all about trusting your gut response in the moment. Splenic authority is to trust your intuition and instinctive knowing. Ego authority is here to make decisions based on what you desire and your sense of willpower. Self-projected authority, they're here to make decisions based on what feels authentic to their identity and direction. Lunar authority, take your time and observe how you feel over the course of a lunar cycle. Understanding your strategy and authority is crucial because they guide you to make decisions that are aligned with your true self, rather than being influenced by external pressures or conditioning. Next, let's talk about your profile, which is another key element of your human design chart. Your profile describes the role you're here to play in life, and it's derived from 2 specific gates in your chart, your conscious sun placement and your unconscious sun placement. Each gate has a decimal and a line number to the right of the decimal. These numbers to the right of the decimal on your top 2 gates make up your profile. The first number in your profile is your conscious personality, and the second number is your unconscious body. The first line is what you are more conscious of and what you see yourself as, and the second number is what the world sees you as. There are 12 possible profiles, each made up of 2 numbers. The 1-3 profile is the investigator martyr. The 1-4 profile is the investigator opportunist. The 2-4 profile is the hermit opportunist.
The 2-5 profile
is the hermit heretic. 3-5 profile is the martyr heretic. 3-6 profile is the martyr role model. The 4-6 profile is the opportunist role model. The 4-1 profile is the opportunist investigator. The 5-1 profile is the heretic investigator. The 5-2 profile is the heretic hermit. The 6-2 profile is the role model hermit. The 6-3 profile is the role model martyr. Each profile brings a unique flavor to your life path, shaping how you learn, interact with others, and fulfilling your purpose. For example, a 1-3 profile is all about deep investigation and learning through trial and error, while a 4-6 profile focuses on building relationships and stepping into a role model position later in life. Now let's talk about the gates and channels. The lines and numbers you see connecting the centers in your chart, gates represent specific traits, talents, or energies that you carry, and they are activated by the planets in your chart. The gates run down the right and the left sides of the body graph chart. The gates on the left side are often colored in red, and the gates on the right side are often colored in black. The gates on the left side are the gates that are associated with your unconscious and are shown up more in your body language and actions. They're the gates that are often more unconscious to you until others point it out to you. The gates on the right side are associated with what you are more conscious of. It's your personality. These are gifts you may be more attuned with and recognize within yourself. When two gates at either end of a channel from two different centers are both activated, they form a defined channel, creating a consistent flow of energy between two centers. It's like one and one make three type of thing. This gate provides this opportunity of a gift, and this gate provides this opportunity of a gift, and when they combine, they create another bigger potential for you. For example, if you have the 34th gate of power and the 20th gate of now, you have the channel of charisma activated, which connects the sacral center to the throat center, giving you the ability to take powerful actions and express them in the moment. This channel also automatically makes you a manifesting generator with more of that manifestor energy because your sacral motor center is directly connected to your throat. Channels can show you where your natural strengths lie and how you can best use your energy. They also indicate the themes that will be most prominent in your life. Finally, let's revisit the concept of defined versus undefined centers. As I mentioned earlier, defined centers, colored in, represent consistent energy in certain areas of your life, while undefined centers, white, are more open and susceptible to external influences. Understanding whether a center is defined or undefined can provide insights into your life experiences and challenges. For example, if you have an undefined emotional center, you might be more sensitive to the emotions of others and may need to develop strategies for managing emotional energy that isn't yours. On the other hand, if your emotional center is defined, you're likely to experience your emotions in a more consistent and predictable way. The same goes for the other centers. Knowing whether they're defined or undefined can help you navigate your relationships, career, and personal growth with greater awareness and ease. The variables in your chart are the four arrows close to the top two centers, the Ajna and the Crown, on your body graph chart. The arrows can either point left or point right. The variables go deep and hold a wealth of knowledge. They can uncover information in areas like digestion, environment, perspective, and motivation. It's often explained that a person should wait 1 to 2 years of experimenting with their human design information before starting to learn about the variables, but I like knowing information, and I'm sure a lot of you do as well. We won't go into each arrow and what all it holds, but some basic information to understand is the direction they are facing. A person with more left-facing arrows or masculine energy has a more hands-on approach. If your arrows are pointing more to the right, you have a more passive or feminine approach to life, you know, releasing control and letting life surprise you. A key point when I say masculine and feminine energy, I'm not referring to gender, but how they are recommended to interact with life. And there you have it, the basic rundown of the key components of your human design chart. I hope this episode has helped you feel more comfortable and confident in reading your chart and starting to explore your unique design. Remember, human design is a tool for self-discovery, and the more you learn about your chart, the more you can align with your true nature and live a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. If you feel you want someone else to read your chart and help you integrate everything into your life, I'd love to do a reading with you. Check my link in the show notes to schedule a human design reading with me. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone who might resonate from this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to Being Authentically You for more insights and deep dives into the fascinating world of human design and spirituality. Until next time, keep exploring and embracing your unique design.